Want to get smarter about investing? Then tune in to the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, home of American Funds Distributors, Inc., one of the world's leading asset managers. Each week, we bring you stock market outlooks, macroeconomic updates, and investment strategies that can help you succeed. Learn from portfolio managers with decades of experience about how they navigate uncertain markets. Prepare to be engaged, enlightened, and entertained by listening to the Capital Ideas podcast today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Yes, this is our double header of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And I hope you guys liked the last show and enjoyed it. And we've got a special show with some guests in studio and calling in as well. And it is my pleasure to welcome to the show, courtesy of my dear friend, Dr. Tranquility, Lydia, Debbie Peterson, the founder of the Wellness Gala Events, and Denise Otten, author of the book Curing Courtney, Doctors Couldn't Save Her, So Her Mother Did. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Denise.
Thank you so much.
And Debbie?
Hi, thank you for having us.
I'm going to get confused. Two
That's,
D's.
I know.
Debbie is also the creator of Balance Your Life Wellness Gala, and her mission is to inform mainstream population about the many benefits of alternative healing modalities and holistic wellness. So, Debbie, I'm curious, you know, most people don't like come to this wellness and sort of alternative stuff just by happenstance. There usually tends to be something in our lives that drags us kicking and screaming to it. Was there something specific in your life that kind of brought you into this?
Yes, definitely. You're right. I actually have a corporate background in marketing. So basically, years ago, my son was diagnosed with a very serious illness. And I went the traditional medical route.
Okay.
Did all the therapies, the medicines, what have you. And basically nothing was happening. He was seven at the time.
Okay.
And I was led to a chiropractor who does energy healing.
Wonderful.
I had no idea at the time what this was.
Right.
So my friend set it up and we went. And very long story short, he cured my son completely.
Wow. What, may I ask what kind of condition your son had?
Yes. He had very severe Tourette's syndrome.
Tourette's syndrome.
Yeah, so
I thought there was no, that's supposed to be a cure for Tourette's.
There isn't. Well, the medical community says there's no cure. So, but I, you know, live with a miracle. So my son's actually about to graduate college now. So it's been many years.
Awesome.
And that started me on the path to work with that doctor first. And then I realized there were so many wonderful options out there that could be used in conjunction with traditional medicine.
Absolutely.
And I said, people need to know about this.
Right.
And
isn't it kind of funny how like these alternative and more natural approaches to wellness are usually like the last ditch effort
exactly.
for something instead of it being like the first step we take towards wellness. And
right.
And it's really, to me, it's kind of, in some ways, I feel like we got everything backwards.
I agree.
You know, we're so quick to go to the doctor and take a pill that has side effects and
right.
toxins in it. And we're so reticent to try like some of these natural ways that are much better for the body to heal, aren't
exactly.
they?
Exactly. Yes. And well, that's why I do the Wellness Gala, is because I really want to educate people and right. create awareness that these right. options are there, and they're not, you know, crazy. They're not
right.
hokey. They are real options that actually work.
Right.
And, you know, maybe you still, of course, need to go to a medical doctor, perhaps, depending on what you have. But right. these things can all help.
Can all help, right.
And so what we do is showcase all these different modalities to give people a taste.
Wonderful. So how long ago did you start doing these wellness galas?
A little over 10 years.
10 years. Yeah. Wow. So you got in kind of in the early days then.
Right.
What was kind of the initial reaction to it? Were people like kind of put off by it, or were they curious?
No, actually, I had great reception.
Really?
Because, it kind of fueled me to keep going at every event that I did. People would come up to me, individuals, and thank me for doing this and saying, I had no idea this stuff existed. Thank you.
Wow.
And that was like, wow, okay, if I could touch just a couple people,
right.
then why can't I touch, you know, give more? Too. So
absolutely.
I continued.
Wonderful.
So, yes.
Wonderful.
Thank
That's
you.
Great. Just a quick shout out to some of our viewers on the Facebook live stream. Janine, Priya, welcome. Carrie, Leigh, Nicole. Oh, thank you guys for all tuning in. I hope you're enjoying the show. So with these galas, are they like big galas, small galas?
I do all different sizes.
All different sizes.
Yeah, we do a few big ones a year. And by big, you know, I'm going to say over 300 people anywhere.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a good
first
size.
One I ever did was 318.
The first one?
Yes. Well, my background's in marketing.
Of course, of course.
I have to, you know, really use those skills. And we've had over 750 people at a Wellness Gala fundraiser.
Wow.
Yeah. So we do fundraisers. I also do a lot of smaller. You know, grand openings, spa events, even mainstream on-the-floor department stores.
Oh,
Bloomingdale's,
wow.
Saks, you know, you name it, Macy's. And I feel that, hey, there's nothing better than reaching the mainstream population than being right there.
So would you say, like, from the time you started till now over the last 10 years, that sort of mainstream companies like that are becoming more and more open to this kind of...
Yes, and stuff? I do a lot of corporate events as well. I just had a corporate event yesterday.
Oh, wonderful.
So, yes, and we always do the same format where we give people a taste of the modalities that practitioners have to offer.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
We focus on health, beauty, and wellness in all of the events.
Okay. So I want to bring Denise in a second, but I do want to ask you, so what's like been the most far out, craziest kind of modality or practitioner that you've had in an event, and what kind of reaction
craziest.
Did you get from it?
I mean, to me, nothing really seems crazy anymore, so it's kind of hard. I mean, probably someone, you know, some of the energy work might be a little,
right.
some of the different, we have a variety of healing techniques from theta to intuitive energy
theta,
healing.
Sure.
Yeah, so, I mean, everything's becoming more mainstream, so it's not really crazy anymore.
You know, one of my energy healing teachers, who does very intuitive, non-hands-on kind of healing modality, he did a demonstration during a workshop of this woman who had a mole or like a tumor on her back removed. It was cancerous. So there was this like literally indentation on her back.
Wow.
And he found that she was energetically weak for certain things. So as he started to work on her, the audience could actually see this indentation start to flatten out right before your
wow,
eyes.
Wow, that's amazing.
Strong guy.
Yeah. He was an amazing Dr. Cam Ewan.
Cam Ewan.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm friends with his cousin.
Really?
Yes.
Which cousin?
I don't think I want to say his name.
Oh, okay.
I didn't get permission.
Oh, okay.
But he is a real great energy healer.
Yes. Cam is amazing. And actually, I sometimes tell the story of how the Conscious Consultant was born, and it was after my first workshop with Cam Ewan.
Really?
Did you know that he worked with David Carradine?
Yes, he
and
was.
And he used to heal him on the set of Kung Fu.
Yes, he was the he was the martial arts technical advisor for the original Kung Fu TV series.
Yes.
And he's a rocket engineer. You know, I mean, this guy blows my mind. He is so multifunction. Ooh, and we have a caller on the line already? Oh, at 1:15. Yes. Okay. Sorry about that. Okay, cool. So, Debbie, how did you meet Denise?
Believe it or not, I think I met... Well, we actually live in the same town,
we
but
kind
I...
kind of knew each other from the town, but when I was... If you don't mind me saying that.
Sure.
When I was searching for my daughter Courtney's answer for anything, I just wanted to heal my daughter.
Right.
She told me, oh, my son was healed of Tourette's with this energy healer. I was like, let me introduce me. but particularly in my case, I was looking for something more tangible. So I wasn't sold on energy healing back then because it was 2007.
Okay.
I wasn't sold on it. I didn't know anybody.
Right,
I never read about
sure,
it.
Sure, sure. You're skeptical to begin with.
I went to her one of her first galas,
yeah, I think
met
the
guy,
the
and
one.
I went, I don't feel like it's for me. Right. But what I got was that there is something out there. There's alternatives. Mm. Go search for it. Because if she can do it, I can do it. And so I never stopped. Because of Debbie,
mm-hmm.
I said, I can find an answer. And I did find an answer for my daughter about 6 months after that.
Wow, wonderful, yeah. Wonderful. And we're going to get into that in the second segment. And we're going to get into your book, Curing Courtney. Amazing book. But before we do that, I'm just curious, Debbie, that you do these events all the time.
I do.
Do you have this any... are they local here in New York City? Or are they all over the place?
They're all over the place. We've done over 300 nationwide.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I am in northern New Jersey, so a lot of it just happens to be focused there. Although I would like to do some in New York City. I've been to California, Denver, Massachusetts, Georgia, just to name a few, Arizona. So over the 10 years.
Are there any places where it seems to get a more positive reception than others, or is it...
You know, it's funny. Actually, the people in New Jersey like it a lot. I thought California would be, but as someone told me, you have to land a spaceship in the middle of the event. And I thought, they think they already, you know, they kind of say, we already know this. We have all this. So it was a little bit different received than I thought it would be, honestly. Right.
Okay, cool. But, and so you got an event coming up pretty soon,
yes,
right?
Yes, we do. Next Sunday, March 11th.
March 11th?
Yes.
Where's it going to be at?
It's at the Knoll Country Club East, which is in Parsippany, New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's an autoimmune symposium, which is a little bit different than what I normally do.
Okay.
And again, doing it with Denise.
We're going to have an energy healer there.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. We'll have
awesome.
Several energy healers there.
And you have a website for the event?
I do. It's wellnessgala.com.
Wellnessgala.com. Mm-hmm. And with wellnessgala.com, I mean, if people just want to be on your mailing list and find out, even if they can't make that event, they can sign up on that,
Absolutely,
right?
Yes. And I'm really excited because I am having a great keynote, Mas Saki.
we'll be calling in later.
Yeah, so.
All right, awesome.
And because I met Mas, I came back, did it with her, and he healed my back. And what I said to her is that we got to have it together, do it again. And she said, let's get Mas. And I said, yes.
Okay, awesome. Mas Sanjay, yes. I first met him 3-4 years ago through a good friend of mine, Mary Finity. But yeah, he's been around for a while and
he's awesome
some traction.
Too.
Yeah, excellent. Okay. So excuse me. Let's take our first break. And when we come back, let's find out a little bit more about curing Courtney and the whole story behind it. And we'll find out a little bit more about this autoimmune specific event, okay?
Sure. Okay.
So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday, 9 to 10 Eastern Time, and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential. Live life your way on talkradio.nyc.
You want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo woo!
What's that?
Talking Alternative Radio. 24 hours a day.
Ah. And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. This is a special broadcast. My regular show is on from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern time every week, but this week is a little bit special. So, Denise, before we get to the book, let's just bring on our caller, Carlissa. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Carlissa.
Hi, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, you're welcome. So you work with Debbie on the galas, huh?
Well, I don't necessarily work with her, but I've been to a number of the events. So they're her events, and I'm just one of the you know vendors that get to come.
Ah, wonderful. And so what do you show people? What do you promote when you're at the events?
Well, I'm the owner of My Skin Harmony, which is an all-natural skincare company. And so everything is, you know, 100% handmade and, you know, made with all the very best ingredients, you know, non-toxic and,
wonderful.
You know, things that are going to promote your health.
Excellent. Excellent. And great so you've been to the Wellness Gala as a vendor many times, right?
Yes, yes. This will be, I think, my seventh event with...
Wow. Seventh. So why do you keep coming back as a vendor to the galas?
Well, honestly, they are really just great events. You know, it's very upscale, and it just has a very lovely vibe. I love the people that come... you know, to her shows, because I love being able to speak to the people, you know, about the products directly and hearing what their concerns are and, you know, the things that they're going through. And, you know, and it's just a really lovely place to be. And you also get to learn a lot as well when you're there.
Wonderful. Excellent. Excellent. So any words of wisdom for our audience just concerning wellness in general and skincare?
Absolutely. I think that people really ignore the skin when it comes to their overall health and healing. I know I did for a long time, and it was like, oh, okay, I'm going to make sure this is gluten-free or dairy-free, and you maybe focus on, you know, the eating aspects, but your skin is the largest organ of your body.
Yes.
And your skin absorbs up to 90% of what you put on it.
Yes.
You know, so if you go and you just, you know, get, you know, just an average, you know, cleaning product and put it on your skin, you could be absorbing thousands of chemicals. And you might say, well, you know, it's not that bad, but sometimes it is. Some of them are carcinogenic, and some of them are, you know, over time, you know, will contribute to your illness.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember when I first found out that, like, the skin is the largest organ of the body, at first I was shocked, and then I was like, well, yeah, I mean, it covers our whole body. Of course it is. And, like, we really should be taking better care of it. And we don't tend to think of the skin as an organ, do we?
Right, exactly, exactly.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Carlos. I really appreciate you contributing.
Thank you.
All right, you have a great day now.
You too.
All right, wonderful. Well, if you get vendors like that,
yeah,
Debbie.
She's wonderful, and she's got great products.
Great products,
yes.
And what's the name of her company again?
It's called My Skin Harmony.
My Skin Harmony. All right, mm-hmm. Big shout out to My Skin Harmony. Okay. Yeah. And by the way, just a quick reminder to the people on the Facebook live stream or to the listeners, if you have your own questions or comments, please just type them into the comments field of the Facebook live stream or call in at 877-480-4120. Now, on to our author, Denise Gabby Otten, author of the book, Curing Courtney. Doctors couldn't save her, so her mom did. So, Denise, what happened to your daughter, Courtney?
When she was 7 years old, very similar to her story, my daughter came down with autoimmune hepatitis. What is that?
Ooh.
Everybody goes, "That never heard of that before." No kidding. And it shouldn't have happened to a little kid in the suburbs of New Jersey. So, the doctors had her on 5 years of immunosuppressants meaning Imuran and prednisone together. We went to the best quote-unquote doctors in NYC, and of course they just kept her on drugs, and the outcome was, after 5 years, they said, it's not getting better, we're gonna have to put her on alternative meds. So to me, that means stronger drugs. And after that, if that didn't work, she would have had to have a liver transplant.
Oh my God.
And I said, no, not going to happen. I am the same weight as I have been for 25 years. The doctor was obese. I'm thinking there's something about nutrition he does not know that I know.
Right.
So without being rude, I just said, I have to go and find an alternative answer. If I can't find an answer, I promise I'll be back. And he said, no, you know what's going to happen? Inferring that she would have a liver transplant if I didn't listen to him.
Right.
But because I had heard about Debbie, I just had this feeling that I had to keep researching. So I kept researching and researching, and within 1 month, I found a vitamin protocol and a diet and four doctors to substantiate it.
Oh, wow.
And I followed the protocol, and in 3 months, she was well. 4 months off all drugs forever.
Really?
Four months after 5 years of drugs. So I tell you that there are alternatives. She found energy. I found vitamin and diet. And that's why I said, we got to put this together. I have to do an autoimmune symposium with you.
Right.
Or whatever we call it. We have to do this thing.
Right.
So Wellness Gala is filled with Mas Sajadi, which I have to say, he's one of the best energy people I've ever met
in
my
amazing,
life.
Yeah.
And he did heal my back within like maybe 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I'll let him talk about himself. But the point is that I just want to let you know that he is the real deal. And I am like the most skeptical New Yorker in the world. I don't trust anybody or anything. Ask Debbie.
Yeah.
And when I tell you that this person's real, you got to come and see him. So everybody who's out there, you got to come and see.
Right.
Go to the Wellness Gala.
And what I always say is, look, you don't have to come believing. Come being a skeptic.
Absolutely.
But, you know, be open-minded. You know, people think being skeptical means you're not open-minded. That is not true.
No. Right.
You can be skeptical and be open-minded.
Yes.
Because the thing is, without an open mind, you can't see magic.
Correct.
True.
You know, if you don't even allow the opportunity for magic to present itself, you will never find it.
Correct. And if I may, we're also going to have one of the top doctors, the doctor whose protocol healed my daughter.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
We're flying him in.
I mean, this still like blows my mind. The doctors are saying she needs a liver transplant.
That's traditional protocol.
And 4 months later, she's off all drugs and her liver is fine. And how old is she now?
Oh, 22.
22.
10 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. She's amazing.
Amazing. What did your daughter think about all this?
Well, when she was 12, she just listened to mommy. It didn't really hit her. And then when she was 16, I finally told her the truth that she could have had a liver transplant and not made it. And she said, Mom, why didn't you tell me I could have died? I said, well, if you tell a person that they could die, then that's what's going to happen.
Right.
But if you tell a person that they're not going to, then that's what's going to happen.
Right.
So she is now much smarter than ever before, and she heals herself. She never listens to me. She does it herself. They're too smart. 20-year-olds are very smart.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing. Ooh, a comment from one of our Facebook viewers, Roberta Shaler. Hey, Roberta. Great. I so believe in alternative medicine and have used it for 40 years.
Wow.
Excellent, Roberta.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Ahead of her time.
And actually, you know, your story really... where's the book? It reminds me of an interview I just did recently called Saving Charlotte, which was a story of a woman, Pia De Jong, from Amsterdam, whose daughter was diagnosed as a baby with some rare form of leukemia that, like...
Is that where they got Charlotte's Web from?
No, this is separate, but she ended up bringing her home. Like, there was pretty much nothing the doctors could do. And just by, like, singing to her, being present with her, showing her a lot of love, and doing all the stuff with her, literally cured her.
Wow.
Over a period of time. Like, so the baby was born with all these little blue dots, and it took a lot of research and stuff, but just a tremendous, tremendous story. And I think, actually, Pia now lives in Jersey as well.
Oh, funny.
I have to connect you people. But
yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, she's listening,
right? No, yes, totally. So wonderful. So after this experience happened, why did you decide to write the book?
Funny thing is that I was in a very major Wall Street firm. I really couldn't write anything. Otherwise, you know, you're not in compliant. Once I left, I wanted to write the book for 5 years so that somehow I could help the next person. And many of people around me, friends and associates, said, why would you write this book? You're not a doctor. Nobody's going to listen to you.
So I
just listened to them, and I just went back into my office and didn't write the book. And then once I left, I wrote it the next year, and I figured, oh, well, you know, maybe I'll just sell a few copies. And as it turned out, people have come to me from all over the world saying, please help me. And I do. If I can't help them with the diet and the vitamins and consultation, then I send them to the nearest MDDO naturopath near them.
Wow,
but I never turn people down. I always try and help them.
Wow, amazing.
Send them to,
amazing.
And if they want energy healers, we'll send them to Masada.
Yeah. so this immunology?
Autoimmune symposium.
Symposium that you guys are doing together.
Yes.
What's the main purpose behind this? What are you hoping to achieve from this particular gala?
Well, this is a little more focused than, you know, my regular, because of Denise's story, you know, kind of we're blending. Denise said she wanted to do this for a long time, and she was at a recent gala and said, you're the one who could put it on. So we're combining efforts. And
I have to tell you, I've been going to her galas for 10 years.
She's
maybe one or two.
Yes.
I've attended every single one of them because I learned something from each and every person.
I'm so happy to hear that.
I mean, I have my own beliefs. But there's so much out there. There's so much information. So how can you find it all just like in your little house and on your little computer?
Right.
Go to one of these events. Find the person that you like and you subscribe to. And you just keep learning and learning. So I kept saying, I swear to you, every year I kept saying, I got to do this. I got to do this. I got to do this. How do I do it? It's a lot of work. How do I do it? Oh, it's got to be Debbie. She's going to help me do it. And I said, Deb, I really want to do what you're doing. She said, you want to buy a booth? I said, no, I want to do you. I want to do what you're doing. So she said, let's do it. And then in 3 months, she put it together. I was like, oh, that's a little fast for me. So everybody, since you're listening to this or if you're hearing this, you got to buy a ticket, wellnessgala.com, and come and learn about healing yourself. And I want to steal this a little line from Louise Hay, does everybody remember who she is?
Oh, yes.
May she rest in peace.
May she rest in peace.
You can heal your life. You must come, learn, and find the person who can help you.
Absolutely, yes. I'm a big believer that the universe does not give us any challenge, that we don't have the ability to find the answer to.
Absolutely.
And just because Roberta is asking again who the guests are, we're talking with Debbie Peterson, founder of the Wellness Gala events, and Denise Otten, author of the book Curing Courtney. And is there a website for the book?
CuringCourtney.com.
All right. Awesome.
This is easy.
We try to make it easy, right?
Yes. Keep it easy. So we're getting close to the end of the segment, and I believe we're going to have a special guest calling in. So we're just talking about energy healing for a moment. And I just wanted to kind of set things up because I'm an energy medicine practitioner. I did not start off looking to become a healer. I actually went to a whole bunch of workshops and seminars and trainings for my own healing. Mm-hmm. I was just open and curious until I realized I helped a woman release a chronic bronchitis condition she had since she was 6 years old.
Wow.
And so it kind of opened my mind. But I always like to say, like, oh, Sam, you know, people say, Sam, energy healing? You got to be kidding me. But again, I'm going to go back to something I said in my last show, that when we fundamentally look at the nature of the universe, everything is energy first.
Right.
It's energy, it's energetic waves, energetic patterns. And if we deal with it on the energetic level first, then we can avoid things becoming physical. But if we don't, right, the energy keeps getting denser and denser and denser, and then eventually that energy becomes something physical.
Right.
Agreed.
And that's why if we work on the energetic level, we can, not always will, but we can find solutions to these physical problems. And when we come back, we're going to bring on somebody who is an expert in doing just that. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Hi, I am Dr. Tranquility of Dr. Tranquility PR. My background as a practitioner in the wellness community led me to being an expert for media. Cosmo, Red Book, The View, ABC.com, BBC, my own shows on KTST-FM in LA, and here on WGCH, where I have a segment on the Debbie Nigro Show. So, and so many other wonderful opportunities that I've had, columns, etc. And people are always asking me, how do you do that? How can I do that too? They meet people who perhaps are in PR but are not consciously aware. Or they may be in meeting people who are consciously aware, but as they are themselves, but may not know how to get into mainstream media. So we've been doing this now for about a decade with a great roster, very blessed, for Dr. Tranquility PR, successfully meeting the needs of media for the wellness community. 212-920-1603, or contact me for consideration, Lydia, L-Y-D-I-A, at drtranquility.com.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And I'm just having an amazing time here with my guests in studio, who are amazing people, lovely ladies, beautiful women. Thank you for coming in and taking the time out of your schedule. And on the phone, we have an amazing gentleman who I've seen in person years ago, Mass Sajati. Mass, you and I have one thing in common. If I recall correctly, you used to be a computer programmer before you got into this stuff, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And so
I know that's...
It's nice talking to you again, Seth.
Yeah, it's great talking to you again as well. And so that's one of the things that I find, especially in today's, you know, hyper-technology society, mm-hmm. that using these sort of analogies of how a computer works and how our bodies and our consciousness works, that it helps to really, for some people, it helps to kind of relate, like, how this stuff can work in this kind of way, right?
Right, exactly. And it really, Sam, it really gets into, say, the quantum physics or, you know, like,
yes.
Artificial intelligence, right? So artificial intelligence, it starts to have a mind of its own.
Mm.
And it's the same basic principles. So we would naturally actually be, say, the artificial intelligence for our spirit body.
Mm.
So it's all about frequencies. It's all about programming. I mean, before I used to program computers, now I program people.
exactly.
So, yeah.
So how would you describe sort of what you do when you work with somebody? Like, how do you help them to get past whatever challenge they might have at the time?
Mm-hmm. Right. So whether it's a disease, you know, especially with this wellness gala that we're, mm-hmm. you know, autoimmune disorders, things like that, I go to the core level issue of how the disease or issue started. So as mm-hmm. a note, I'm not a doctor. I don't claim to cure anybody or anything like that. But no matter what you do, if you don't heal, if you don't awaken your natural healing abilities, your internal healing abilities, the Western medicine or energy medicines or anything like that that you do will not resolve your issue. So what I do is, again, go back to, one, help you awaken your inner healing ability.
Right.
And it's not just about, say, the disease, but every area, aspect of your life, you know, enhances or becomes abundant, your wealth, relationship, spirituality, and in this case, say, diseases. And then specifically, I can pinpoint and go, oh, this is what's causing, say, your disease. Again, I don't cure it, but as I help you awaken, you go, oh, yeah. And it could be something that, you know, something, you know, your father did or previous, say, generational things, whatever it might be, you can clear all those, that history up. And then it rectifies whatever you're experiencing today.
Yeah. So you said something very important, Mas. You said that, like, you enable a person to help with their own healing. Do you believe that, like, all healing is self-healing on a most fundamental level?
Yeah, on the basic level, right?
Right.
Yes, it's all about you. I can't do anything for you.
Right.
Western medicine can't do anything for you. And that's why they like Western medicine and energy medicines and so on. What do? Is they always try to say, help you shift at a, you know, not at the at a surface level. So they're right. not awakening you to a level that you need. And that's why those things always keep coming back or they're prolonged. This is where, you know, you awaken to the level, you get to the root cause of what's causing your issues. And then, well, you start to awaken. And then that's where the medicines, the energy medicine, no matter what it is that you do, actually, say, rectifies itself.
Gotcha. And I'm curious, since you're one of the you're the keynote speaker for this autoimmune symposium, do you have any insight from a more energetic level about autoimmune diseases in general? Like, is there something that we can generalize to be aware of around them?
Yeah, and that's why I'm really excited to talk about, say, the Wellness Gala, or, you know, in this case, it's autoimmune, but, you know, like, cases like schizophrenia and so on, people think it's like it's a physical issue, like autoimmune, but a lot of those issues are really, say, at a deeper level, a spiritual disconnect between how your spirit creates physical form. And I know it gets really technical, so I'm not going to get into that. I mean, it'll probably be covered in the talk. But basically is that how your spirit creates the physical body. It's a frequency. So think of your body as a hologram, so to speak. Okay? There's a glitch in the system. So autoimmune is almost like an electrical short between you and your spirit, the rendition, the physical rendition or the physical experience of people that have autoimmune is, well, the symptoms that we claim to be physical. That make sense to you? So that's the underlying cause of, say, autoimmune type issues.
Gotcha. Wonderful.
So you remove that, and then, you know, like Debbie was talking about, or, you know, the other guests, whatever they do will actually help you much easier, much faster, and it'll be sustainable. This is where people cure themselves of cancers, right? They self-cure themselves of cancers. They start walking. All those things can be, anything that you see in life that is distorting can heal.
Yes.
Right. Absolutely. Right. Yeah, absolutely. And I'm curious, like, you have a special gift, a special ability. How did this ability initially come to you from our listeners who aren't familiar with you?
Yeah, I've had two near-death experiences. The first one awakened awakened me to understanding that there's a grander piece of us. I call that the 99%, the spirit body, your listeners. But most of us think that we're that 1%, the human form, the physical experience, and then we try to have that spiritual experience. What I do for people, and this is how I operate, I flip that around and I help you awaken to your 99%, which is obviously more powerful because it's the 99% of you. And then you see this life from spirit having a human experience. And again, you heal yourself from practically anything. And then the second near-death, well, it gave me those abilities to actually work on people to transform. And now what took me, say, an hour and a half, maybe the last time I saw, I don't know when it was, Sam, I saw you last.
Oh, it was like 3-4 years ago.
You know, it might have taken me an hour, hour and a half to shift people. Now I can shift people in maybe like 3 to 5 minutes.
Really. Wow.
People get phenomenal results.
Wow, amazing.
Lifetimes of frequencies just transformed.
Wonderful.
And that's that awakening process.
Wonderful. Yeah, you remind me of one of my teachers who likes to say that most conditions we have are actually maladies of the soul, not necessarily physical conditions. And when you fix that malady of the soul, the physical body responds to that and comes back to homeostasis, comes back to natural balance.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, thank you, Mas. I know you have limited time today. I really appreciate you calling into the show, and I hope maybe we can get you in studio sometime in the future.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be fantastic. You guys take care, and I'll see you guys
March 11th.
March 11th.
I think my talk is at 1:30.
It is. Yes. Can't wait to see you.
Yeah, Deb knows all the events.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you. Yeah.
Can't wait to tell you.
Thank you.
Thank you about my back.
You bet.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Take care, Ma. And so how did, Denise, how did you get connected to Moss? Debbie.
I actually saw Moss in New York about 4 years ago.
The same time, I probably.
Yeah, we were probably at the same thing. And actually met him in the elevator, talked to him. And I can't say enough about what he does. I just absolutely, and he really summed it up very well. He really just, and I just loved him. I thought it was fantastic. I went to some private events and I was trying to get him. I told the people at my last gala, which was his first appearance, that it took me 4 years. And, you know, it's all about the timing.
Yes,
so I'm just really, you know, especially listening to him talk again. I'm so
and
excited.
And now he's coming back 1 year later. That's how good she is.
No, he actually was there in October. And so this will be the second time. Yes.
Wonderful.
And in addition to him being a keynote, we are having a VIP event the next night, which is a little bit longer, more intimate.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's also doing, I believe he's booking sessions too, the day of the gala.
Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Excellent.
IGH,
excellent.
I believe.
All right. Got a few more listeners on the Facebook live stream. Melanie, Lisa. Hi, Lisa. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate you guys. So, so Moss represents sort of a very different way of sort of looking at autoimmune disease. And I love the fact that, you know, his background as a computer programmer,
right.
Like he thinks of things in terms of programming and reprogramming and stuff like that.
Yes.
Why do you think, you know, that kind of analogy like appeals to people so much now?
I just feel like it's getting more mainstream, and he explained it so simply.
Yeah.
And I think it's just very easy for people to grasp that idea and say, all right, let me try this.
Okay.
He's so effective. I mean, obviously
right.
has.
It's the key is the results always.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, like he said, he gets, quicker and quicker at being able to get people to that core. Yeah, the help
core,
that they need. Right.
Yeah. Wonderful. Wonderful. So. All right, cool. And again, you can see Moss at the Wellness Gala. You can find out all about it at wellnessgala.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're just going to finalize some things, and I think we may even have another person on the phone again. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth from Nourish the Soul, and on this show, you will uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to having a healthy relationship to food and your body. Join us every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We've been speaking this hour with Debbie Peterson, Denise Otten. We had Moss I always get his last name. Sajadi. Thank you. I always say Sanjay.
No problem.
I don't know.
I know.
And we have a caller on the line. Alyssa, welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, actually, I have a question for Debbie.
Okay. Yes.
I've been coming to the gala since like the beginning.
Oh, thank
you. And I'm always impressed with the quality of the people who, not only just speaking, but the vendors and people like that. And I'm just wondering, how do you find these people? Do they find, I mean, I heard you met Moss in the elevator, but I doubt you've met all of them in the elevator. So right. How do you find these people and make sure that they're like on the up and up? Because everybody's so professional and so effective. I'm using a lot of these practitioners and the products, and I'm coming to the autoimmune thing.
Great.
I was just wondering, how do you do it?
Well, thank you. Thank you for supporting us for all these years. Actually, a lot of hard work, especially in the beginning. Now there's hundreds of practitioners and vendors that we work with. But I started out by actually personally interviewing everyone, and or most of the time, if it was a practitioner, experiencing them.
Yeah.
Because I really wanted to make sure I had the real deal there. And, you know, there were people that I felt weren't. So it was really kind of up to me to do that in the beginning. And then, you know, as we grew, my staff also tries them. We have, you know, certain questions that we really put people through. And we really also, you know, in talking with them, we want to make sure that they're really on board with the mission of, you know, creating awareness, educating people. But it's really to get the word out to the masses, to the general public. Yes. That I can't say that enough. So I want the people that support that. And
in this one, we're going to have, I was helpful in telling Debbie, we don't want that one. We don't want that one. We don't want that one. Because
well, that was more specific autoimmune.
We want somebody who's really good, who's committed to holistic nutrition, preferably wheat and dairy free diets.
We
want to go GMO free, organic. We want to commitment from the people who are going to be the vendors.
Well, yes, that's for the autoimmune specifically, right. But in general, it's more, you know, I don't do the diet side, I'll be honest. I mean, Denise is the specialist with that. I really go for the, like we said, working with the core spiritually not let it manifest physically.
But it's really very important that there is a selection process.
Absolutely.
That it's not just anybody can come and be a vendor at these events, so that you do have some standards so you can maintain a high quality experience for people.
Yes, and I I really like to, in all my events, get the best of the best.
Yes.
And that's why I'm so happy, you know, to have Moss, because I really feel like Moss is very mainstream and he's very, you know,
and
the
very
masses.
Effective.
Absolutely. Very. I mean, he's result oriented. He's, you know, really, that's why fits right in with what we're trying to accomplish.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. So,
yes.
Alyssa, did we answer your question?
What you did, I got one more.
One. Oh, okay. You have to charge you extra for that one.
Is something the next day? Is that going to be a big event, like open to everybody, or how do I find out about that?
Oh, okay. Well, that's on wellnessgala.com as well. That's it's a VIP event, and yes, it is open to the public. There's very limited spots. I believe 30 is the number, possibly 35. And it's a special exclusive event where, you know, Moss will be putting his hands on everyone several times throughout the night, you know, as he's talking. Yes. So, and also if you buy your Wellness Gala ticket for March 11th, then you receive $100 off the next night price. So it's a great incentive.
Wow.
And double Moss.
Get those tickets now before they run out, right?
Yes, actually, yeah. And at the wellness.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
We need it.
Thanks for all your support.
Great. Thank you, Alyssa. Take care.
I just wanted to say, also included with your ticket, just in general, the Wellness Gala, at this and at all my Wellness Galas, we always have live music.
Nice.
And we always include food.
Wonderful.
You know, because, hey, people like to eat, let's face it.
Yeah.
And, it keeps you there. And then there's,
goodie
again,
bags.
Health, beauty, and wellness.
And we didn't mention it before, but this is a full-day event, right?
Yes, it's 11 to 5.
11 to 5.
We also have another keynote that Denise mentioned helped her cure her daughter. And we have two other
and what's his
speakers.
Name?
Dr. Bert Berkson.
Yes.
Bert Berkson, okay.
And then we have two other people speaking. And again, we'll have a variety of the practitioners giving you complimentary mini sessions in all their modalities, included with your ticket.
Oh, wonderful.
So you don't pay anything extra once you walk in the door, unless you would like to shop with some of our great vendors. Then, you know, obviously that's up to you. But you don't have to, you know, food's included, music is included, and all the speakers.
Wonderful, wonderful.
I have to say, I think that each time that Debbie has an event, it gets bigger and bigger and grander and grander. This time, we're taking it to the next level to bring Moss back after being here last year. And then he has extra sessions the next day, but he's traveling all the way from across the country, and he was just international. And Dr. Bert Berkson, we're flying him in because he is the father, quote unquote, of Alpha Lipoic. We want this guy to talk to the public and educate them on a different level. One's talking energy healing.
Right.
One's talking, he's an MD, PhD, so he's a scientist. And love to see those two get together.
Right. Well, we have physical bodies and we have spirits, and we need to take care of both of them, don't we?
And the whole it's the whole big picture, as we know. So
we're having some top people be there, and every year she's going to get bigger
about this.
And better.
Wonderful, wonderful. So again, the details for the audience. It happens on March 11th from
11 to 5, Knoll Country Club East, which is in Parsippany, New Jersey. And tickets are at wellnessgala.com. And there's also a phone number if you have any problem with
that. How much are tickets?
Tickets are $60, which is all inclusive.
That's very reasonable.
Yeah, we try.
Very reasonable price.
Or $70 at the door if you haven't bought it. But $60 is a bargain.
Right. And do you anticipate selling out or
probably? Yeah. Probably. So
sure.
So you really want to get your ticket ahead of time.
Yes, it would be a good idea.
Wonderful. So what holds in the future for Wellness Galas?
Again, I just had a corporate event yesterday. We continue to do the corporate things again.
Right.
And my next really big event would be June 3rd. It's going to be a Memorial Scholarship fundraiser.
Oh.
So, unfortunately, you know, one of my son's friends died in December, tragically. Yes, 18 years old, freshman at Rutgers.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Okay. And what's the date for that?
That is June 3rd, Sunday.
Okay. And where will that be?
That's actually at the Knoll as well, but they have two facilities, so that'll be at the bigger one.
Oh, at the bigger one.
Yeah, I'm anticipating.
Is there a theme for that one?
It will be the normal setup with the holistic modalities, the vendors. Okay. There'll be lots of food. We even have a special VIP cocktail hour, open bar and reception and things. And we will have a keynote at that. Don't have them booked yet, also going to have some New York Giants there signing autographs and all kinds of, we'll have a great silent auction and raffles, you know, any way we can raise money and give scholarships in Kenny's name.
Wonderful.
To hopefully a lot of kids.
Yeah.
That's our goal.
That's That's great. Okay. So before we close out the show, just some final thoughts. Denise,
yes.
What would you say to our audience who has been listening to the show and is like, "Whoa, wow, this stuff sounds really great. I need to learn more about it." Where would you recommend somebody get started? How would you recommend somebody get started learning more about this stuff?
Aside from coming to see the place on March 11th, because let me just reiterate that we have two other doctors and a chiropractor, and everybody has their specialties.
Right.
But I always tell people, start with my book. It's a primer, Curing Courtney. It gives you an idea of how a mom from New Jersey healed her daughter of a deadly disease, how and why, and how the doctors I used. Then I'm going to give a couple of plugs.
Okay.
Dr. Bert Berkson, he wrote the book on Alpha Lipoic. It's called The Alpha Lipoic Breakthrough. You got to learn about it or just YouTube him.
Mm-hmm.
And Wheat Belly. Wheat Belly is by Dr. William Davis.
Okay.
He's also a fabulous doctor who he's not going to be there. But also the fourth book is Paleocardiologist. He is Dr. Wolfson, and he helped my husband reduce his blood pressure for the first time in 40 years.
Wow. Awesome.
Also, we have a panel at the end of the day.
We have a panel. Oh, that's so important.
And there's
4:30. The panel is going to be Dr. Berkson, Dr. Mehta. We're going to address any autoimmune, any sickness at all from autism, asthma, to cancers, and everything in between. Lyme specialist is coming in from Connecticut. His name is Dr. Schweitzer. He healed my sister of her Lyme disease.
Of Lyme disease.
Mas
wow.
Sajadi healed me of my back pain. Mm. And Dr. Bergson healed my daughter of her... he just heals everybody.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Debbie?
Oh, and Dr. Maida. She does thyroid.
Oh, Dr. Maida. Wonderful. Last words of advice for our audience.
Of advice. I just really love it if you'd come out and experience it. And if you can't make this one, then make June 3rd. But right. We'd love to see you on March 11th.
What do you think is the best way for someone to get the most out of your event when they show up?
I mean, come early. Try to go to as many speakers that interest you. Experience as many practitioners. Again, they're just mini sessions. They're 10-minute right. increments, so you can get in a lot of them. And just really, you know, we also have a beautiful program that's done by our sponsor, New Jersey yes. Monthly Magazine. Okay. So everybody's in there. There's lots of information. You take it home with you. You can absorb it. And, you know, and always get in touch with me. Yeah. Yes.
And
I'm always happy
speaker,
to help.
The first speaker, doors open 11, first speaker at 11:30. Yes.
Ah, okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, thank you, Debbie. Thank you, Denise,
Sam.
For coming in the show. It's a pleasure
us.
Having
yes.
you. Thank you, Moss,
too.
Out there in the ethers for calling in. We really
Moss.
Appreciate you. I hope you guys got a lot out of this. And if nothing else, at least I hope you got the idea that you need to do some research yourselves. Find right. out about it. If you have some challenge, you have some condition, you know, don't just think of the traditional ways. There are many more, I shouldn't say traditional, the modern ways of dealing with things. Because the right. truth is, these kinds of quote-unquote alternative and complementary methods are actually much, much more traditional.
Yes.
You know, we do here at our wellness center yes. here at Double Diamond Wellness, we do acupuncture. Acupuncture
right.
thousands
oh
of
God,
years
yeah,
old.
Great.
It goes, you know, far much older than any of this stuff. So there's a lot to learn. There's a lot to new, you know, research become responsible for your own health.
And one more plug, Curing Courtney is now out in the Spanish edition, Curado a Courtney.
Oh,
and,
wonderful.
By my translator, Monica Colon. So pick that up for your Spanish-speaking
friends. Oh, by the way, can they get
family.
The book in like standard places like Amazon?
Amazon, any internet.
And it'll be available at the Wellness Gala.
And we'll be selling them at the Wellness
yes.
Gala.
Wonderful,
yes.
wonderful. Well, thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you again.
Thank you all on the Facebook
Bye.
Live stream. Thank you for all our listeners. As a reminder, Kai Cole Show is no longer on Thursdays. It's now Tuesday evenings at 7. So we'll be resuming programming tomorrow at 12 noon with Joan and Priya and Follow Me Friday, followed by Tony Martinetti, Nonprofit Radio. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday, 9 to 10 Eastern Time, and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential. Live life your way on talkradio.nyc.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth from Nourish the Soul. And on this show, you will uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to having a healthy relationship to food and your body. Join us every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.